What's the next step for the NSABP?
We plan to move raloxifene ahead as our standard therapy at this point in time and compare it to an aromatase inhibitor, letrozole, in the same population of women as STAR, postmenopausal women at increased risk based on either the Gale model or a previous history of LCIS treated by excision alone. It's gone through peer review at the NCI and received a priority score higher than our P1 and STAR trials, so we were pleased by that. And we're now in the process of finalizing the protocol document. We'll submit that to the NCI, and we hope to be able to begin the trial, the accrual phase, sometime this calendar year.
Now, also an aromatase inhibitor, in this case anastrozole, is being looked at in the United Kingdom being compared to placebo. What are the data from the prior trials in invasive disease that led to the concept of using AIs for prevention?
Right. It's continuing this theme, if you will, of looking at ways to modify estrogens and their effect on the breast. The SERMs, the selective estrogen receptor modulators, are focused on the receptor itself in all likelihood, although the precise mechanism probably isn't established. Aromatase inhibitors, by reducing the level of estrogens, work at the ligand level rather than at the receptor. And in the large adjuvant trials, and there are a lot of them out there with different designs, the aromatase inhibitors are superior to tamoxifen in the treatment of breast cancer and also appear to be superior in reducing the risk of new contralateral breast cancers. So just as it's replacing tamoxifen as a treatment, we think it's a reasonable comparison to move it forward in a head-to-head comparison in the prevention setting. The data suggests a 35 to 50% or more further reduction in opposite breast cancers. And we're using letrozole in the traditional adjuvant setting, if you will, immediately after diagnosis. It is effective in reducing opposite breast cancers. Even more intriguing, the MA17 study, after the completion of about 5 years of treatment, showed a further reduction in opposite breast cancers by women who began letrozole at that point in time. We're also having a treatment trial in a duration study of letrozole. In essence, it's 5 versus 10 years of letrozole. So it makes for a nice compendium across all of our treatment and prevention strategies and will allow for our members to become very comfortable with the drug and also for us to develop a huge database, not only on its effectiveness, but also its safety.
And I guess the reason for the excitement is that when you talk about these reductions that have been seen in second breast cancers with the AIs, that's above and beyond what was seen with tamoxifen.
That's correct. The control arms in all of these trials, except the MA17 trial, were tamoxifen.
Can you summarize sort of what your take is on the side effects and toxicities of AIs versus tamoxifen and how you think that's going to play out in the prevention setting?
Well, we need to play it out in the prevention setting so we can say these things with some certainty. We've talked a good bit about the SERM-type toxicities. The AIs, the main concern is relative to their bone health, and that sets up a real dichotomy of sorts. Raloxifene clearly benefits bone in postmenopausal women, reduces fracture risk, and the aromatase inhibitors, including letrozole, impact bone mineral density in an adverse way. It decreases it, increases the risk of fracture. So women coming into the trial are going to have baseline bone mineral densities and then followed during the course of the trial. We're going to be assessing their calcium and vitamin D intake at baseline. If it's low, we'll counsel them on the importance of either improving their diet or taking supplements of calcium and vitamin D. And should they cross a threshold relative to bone mineral density, we will strongly urge them to begin bisphosphonate therapy, most likely oral bisphosphonates, and then monitor the entire trial in that setting. One of the other potential side effects when you lower estrogens in postmenopausal women is an increase in serum lipids. And again, we'll monitor blood lipids coming in the door and exclude those with extremely high lipid levels at entry until they're treated, and then monitor it during the course of the trial. Again, should their cholesterol or other lipids become out of the normal range, we would institute statin therapy as indicated. So although it's raloxifene versus an AI, we're going to have to monitor all of their drug intakes very carefully so that at the end of the trial we'll be able to have a reasonable assessment of the overall picture of not only breast cancer prevention, but what the costs are relative to drugs and other activities that the women would be undergoing.